Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has tapped the mayor of Moline to serve on the Illinois Workforce Innovation Board. The governor's office announced the appointment of Mayor Sangeetha Rayapati on Friday, pending confirmation by the Illinois Senate. Rayapati is an instructor at Augustana College, where she teaches music department classes, as well as courses offered through the Augustana Prison Education Program. Communities across the country are grappling with so-called forever chemicals in their drinking water. Last month, the Des Moines Water Works announced it's getting $10 million as part of its class action lawsuit against 3M. As Harvest Public Media's Joe Schultz reports, settlement money from chemical manufacturers is helping, but it's often short of the cost needed to remove PFAS.
PFAS are man-made chemicals that don't break down in the environment. They can build up in human bodies and have been linked to health issues like cancer. Eau Claire, Wisconsin is building a $20 million facility to filter PFAS from its drinking water, but it's expected to receive only $12 million from nationwide settlements. Stephen Nick is the Eau Claire city attorney.
I would like to have seen more funds come in from this settlement. The nature of compromise is that you usually don't get everything you're looking for.
Communities in Iowa, Minnesota, and Texas are also facing high costs to address PFAS. I'm Joe Schultz, Harvest Public Media.
Dubuque's longest-serving top city official says that he's planning to step down in 2027. City manager Mike Van Milligan announced his retirement on Friday after more than 30 years on the job. Van Milligan explained being struck by a drunk driver in March motivated his decision to step down. Van Milligan will end his nearly 50-year career in public service in June of 2027. A suburban Chicago police department says that it inadvertently released license plate data to federal immigration officials. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
The data from Forest Park scanners was shared with ICE between last April and this past Wednesday. An audit by the Illinois Secretary of State revealed the breach. A state law known as the Trust Act bans police from helping federal immigration enforcement. Forest Park Mayor Rory Hoskins says it was a human error by an individual officer.
It wasn't done intentionally. And Forest Park Police Department strives to comply with the Illinois Trust Act. And we don't share information with authorities so that the federal government can, enforce immigration rules.
It's unclear how many license plates were shared. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Quad Cities River Bandits closed out their season with a 4-3 victory against the Cedar Rapids Colonels in Davenport on Sunday. The River Bandits had 74 wins and 58 losses this year, which tied for the league's second best overall record. But due to their poor performance in the second half of the season, the Quad Cities did not make it into the Midwest League playoffs, which begin this week. This is WVIK News.